So we got like a new venture, I would say, a new opportunity for us, not you.
That inclusive.
So as you know, we're part of a POC podcast.
Yes.
People of
color. People of color, people of content, people
of context.
Quality.
That's you and I. We are people of context.
We are. Can't make a decision without
Did you say quality?
Yeah. The hot seat.
People of quality with a C. Yeah. And the network, let's call it a network. Mm. It sounds fancy. The podcast network has a deal with
Apple.
Yes. I was like, Samsung? No. With Apple Podcasts. Yeah. So now we have content that you will only be able to consume if you pay a part of your salary, a tiny part of your salary.
Teeny weeny.
Itsy bitsy. It's the amount of money that if you lost it, you would be upset, but then you'd get over it.
So quick.
Yeah. So we're looking at 94 and 99. Yeah.
It doesn't even, the bank won't even tell you that it's gone.
But we will let you know like when that is actually in play. I don't know when this episode is coming out soon. Mm-hmm. It's out already if you hear this.
It's out. You're hearing us. So
I know.
Out.
This time jump thing is really weird for
time
me.
Time travel.
We're talking to future you.
We are.
Like, as Jody and I said, now we're talking to future you.
Hope you're still there.
You know what? We hope your life is better.
It's going to be.
You know?
We don't know by how much.
These are trying times.
Uh-huh.
And we hope your life is better at this point when this voice goes into your ear hole.
That you are in a bitterer place,
man. A bitterer place.
The exciting thing about this is that POC Podcast is the first African podcast platform that's going to form part of Apple's podcasting.
Yeah.
Like stable.
That's what makes this such a huge deal.
So it's a big deal for us.
It's something that we are super excited for and we can't ignore. So we are going to be creating specific content for that. Stuff that you might be into. I mean, we've got ideas running around. Jody is very creative.
I'm an ideas man.
I'm just here.
He's a soundboard.
Yeah, I'm just a soundboard.
I waterboard you with my soundboard.
And I just say, yeah, Jody, do what you want.
just go ask.
So we're going to be doing some cool things there, some new content, some exciting content, and we'll probably get into like rants and arguments and special things. We even, to give you a little tease, some movie commentary.
Yeah, boy.
So if you want people talking during the movie the whole time.
The best part. And it's full special effects, so you can hear us like opening the popcorn.
Listen, you can hear everything. There's some ASMR shit going on there, so just put your headphones on and then watch a movie with us. Oh my God, Jody's choking on some popcorn.
Full ASMR.
Jody, okay, have some Coke.
Is that stuck in the core popcorn, man? That's old.
No, I meant like, now he's ready.
I'm good to go.
So I think that's going to be really cool. And it's quite fun. If you haven't ever listened to a commentary while watching a movie, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's people that you want to hear from. So if you want to hear from us, that's going to be part of the content that we create.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we can't force you to do this.
Yeah.
We can't force you to join, but we would really appreciate it. And we're going to put time and effort into it.
We will. And it's going to enable us to do more of those stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to help us keep the units in the
electric box. It's electric.
Because that won't keep the lights on necessarily load shedding.
No.
But at least we'll have units.
The potential is there. The potential will be there for it to stay on.
So yeah, exciting times.
It's exciting times. And the main part of the show, like the reviews and stuff, is still going to be available for free on the normal platforms.
Yeah, you'll still get that show.
But the other things that we're going to add on is going to be fun. It's going to be cool.
So if you enjoyed like a movie cuck talk, that stuff will be on that platform. But you'll still get our opinions on movies that are...
Yeah. Hopefully also some exciting guests.
Like who?
Behind the paywall.
Is DJ finally going to join us?
Yeah. He's a big fan of the show.
Hi. Ugh, I can't do it, Dwayne.
Hi.
Can you do?
No. Just wait. More pick.
If you smell the Bioscope Brussels.
Bioscope Brussels.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And my name is Why do you mess with my notes?
How? All you had to say is, my name is Jody. You literally learn this at school in when you're like sub A.
Don't mess with my notes.
Oh my God. What does your note say? What does your note say?
I'm looking.
You want to be funny again. Jody. My name is Johannes Kerkorol or some cuck. That's not going to fly.
Note for note.
This is a professional operation.
Yeah, we've got stands.
Oh shit, I just knocked my mic.
He says professionally.
We need to get used to this stand shit. Yeah. Hello. Welcome.
Yo. We got our stands. Ringing. We got our stands. Yeah. Amateur hour.
Okay, I switched my phone off. Sorry, guys.
I cannot deal with this level of unprofessionality.
I know. We just look professional. It's all an act.
You look comfy, though. You look warm.
I am warm. I'm in my katlego gown. It is the katlego gown.
You slept with her, but you didn't get a piece.
No, I didn't get a piece, but it's... Well, the gown doesn't automatically make you katlego. It's just the same gown he had on, I think.
It protects you from STDs.
Yeah, it's the navy blue Woolworths, like, soft touch one.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. Just smells like infidelity.
Looks like it, too.
Jody, let's get into the news.
News and shorts.
Yeah, you know Disney, no?
Disney's not like, they're not straight up, man.
No, they're not known for their morality. But someone is taking them on.
Peoples are taking them on.
It's a very, very weird time to be alive. So, as you know, Black Widow came out, right? And it was released. Then it was also released on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
At a premium.
Yeah.
So you paid like a premium and you got to basically rent the movie. Right?
Yes.
And then it made a certain amount of money at the box office and then it made a certain amount of money on Disney Plus.
Yes.
The problem with that is that Scarlett Johansson, the star of Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. And a producer.
Yeah. Her initial contract, a portion of her pay was based on the box office performance of the film. Mm-hmm.
Much like Robert Downey.
Yeah.
He had a similar thing.
Junior.
Yeah, not his pappy.
Not his pappy.
So what people tend to do in that situation is that they have a lower like baseline salary from the film.
Yeah.
So it's not like a guaranteed 20 million. It's like, I'll take like 5 million guaranteed, but I want a bigger cut of the profits.
Yeah. It's kind of a safe bet because you know it's a Marvel film. Uh-huh. It's a film that people were clamoring for. They knew for a long time ago already people were asking for a Black Widow movie. Mm-hmm. So you kind of knew it was going to perform well. I mean, this is obviously pre-COVID.
Yeah. But also you need clout to pull off one of those things in your contract. They don't just offer those to like everyone.
100%. So the problem comes in when Disney just decides to also release it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So that does
immediately
not count.
Afterwards.
That does not count as box office sales.
Yes.
It's just money in their pockets.
Exactly.
So that means that they did not pay Scarlett Johansson anything based on that.
Pretty much.
Money.
Yeah, I think we covered in a previous previous news, but how the movie had the second worst drop off ever.
Yeah, 60-odd%.
Yeah, in its second week. And that's because people didn't have to go to the cinema for it. They could just get it on Disney Plus.
100%.
And not even on the premium after the first, like what, the first weekend or something. It was just available on normal Disney Plus after that initial release.
So the thing is that Scarlett Johansson tried to renegotiate with them. Mm. She reached out to them because she kind of saw what was happening.
I didn't know that, but...
Yeah, so she reached out to them to renegotiate, and they declined.
and then just decided to gaslight her like crazy.
Because now, I mean, in their statement, after this came out that she was going to sue them, they said, oh, it's COVID, you know, people are dying.
You don't care about
people. She's
taking
advantage of, like, the situation. She doesn't care about the people that have lost their lives and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man!
Fuck that. They,
get your money, my bro.
Exactly. They are literally... That's not even the issue here.
Yeah.
The issue is that they changed the release schedule of this film without consulting her at all, even though she was massively impacted by this.
100%.
And now we are seeing that other major movie stars are also following suit with similar things. Exactly.
Just one. Emily Blunt and
Emily Blunt.
Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
I couldn't get his name.
John Krasinski.
That's the one. You will be my Jim forever. They are also suing. Which studio is that? That released Quiet Place 2?
Was that Paramount?
Ah, fucking.
Universal. I'm pretty sure it's Universal.
Yeah. They are also suing Universal because of the release of Quiet Place 2.
Yeah. Emily Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yo,
we are on the money with
on
names.
Point. That's Maki's fault. Emma Stone was upset because they did the same thing with Cruella again. Disney. And all of these stars are like, the whole point of having a contract.
Yeah.
Is that you need to maximize your earnings out of whichever projects you 100%. Do, and for these studios to just go and decide afterwards, like. No, that's not what we're doing.
The most interesting lawsuit is Gerard Butler.
What's his lawsuit?
So he's suing for Geostorm. Olympus Has Fallen.
Why?
No, apparently they also did him dirty. I just saw it because it was in the same article.
And man, like, I was hoping for the quadrology there.
And they start talking about like him suing for Olympus Has Fallen, which came out like when?
Sure. If I had to guess, I'd say 2014, they ran. We three movies in now, right?
Yeah.
Olympus, Angel, and Ulysses. I don't know, there's three of them.
But so he like did an audit on the film afterwards. And he realized that he was still owed like $10 million.
Wow.
Which is not accounted for.
That's just wow.
But it just happened to come out at the same time as now everyone as else all
of
this. Knows.
And you know what? I think the... Like kind of the real genesis of all this was Godzilla vs. Kong. Remember how upset Legendary was with Warner Brothers when they made the decision
They're just reneging on their fucking deals. That
they
made.
And they're just like, COVID, fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't fight us on it.
Corporations are terrible, man. Because
they're still making money. Yeah. Like the deals that these corporations are signing with the streaming platforms are obviously guaranteeing them a lot up front in order to get access to these titles.
Yeah.
So they're not out of pocket at all. It's wrong, man. It's so wrong.
Money make people evil. Anyway, good luck, Scarlett Johansson.
Kick their ass.
And the rest of them. Yeah, I'm on your side, yeah.
We're with you.
Hugh Jackman. He's finishing Cloud with Wolverine.
Yeah.
That was the headline, apparently.
Yeah, that's exactly.
In the voice. Jody wrote it in the notes. Hugh Jackman is finishing Cloud with Wolverine.
You know my notes are... They are
your notes are...
Research.
This might as well be a... article like
yeah.
a legit
you could take
article.
It to court bro 100%. You could take that to court,
you can quote Jody on it. But I knew this, he's older,
yeah.
I think he's tired of the workout regime.
I think so, eh? but in everyone else's defense, this man has planted seeds that he's coming back.
It's his fault.
He's been planting seeds. So before Marvel acquired Fox, he said that if the only thing that would bring him back is if he could be incorporated into the MCU. Right?
Yeah.
Marvel acquires Fox.
Mm.
Suddenly we see Boss Logic coming out with amazing art of Wolverine's like claws.
Yeah.
You see Hugh Jackman sharing that on his Instagram stories. And then the very next picture is him and Kevin Feige hanging out somewhere randomly.
They could be talking about something else.
He's planting seeds, bro. He knows what that looks like. He must know what that looked like.
He does, yeah.
He knows the optics.
He likes to get people riled up.
We were riled.
I don't think he could physically play this fucking character anymore.
He might be able to get there, but
what's he going to do? Funny. Older man Logan.
Yeah, and also the fact that Logan was the best send-off for like a...
Yeah.
It was a superhero film ever.
Yeah.
You really don't want to undo that.
Nah, I mean, but with the multiverse, you never know what the fucking they're planning. It might just be a cameo.
It could, but...
Little passing of the torch moment type
vibe. But is it worthwhile then?
No, but you know, fans must control everything.
Yeah.
Give the fans what they want, even though it's stupid.
Mm.
But yeah, Hugh Jackman, you did well. I'm glad to see you go because it gives someone else a chance to actually...
Do you have a person in mind?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Taron Egerton.
Yes. Yeah.
I think he could do it. If you want to go young, then do it. If you want to go a bit older, I would like to see Venom Man.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy is a good option.
Yeah, Taron Egerton Is
it Edgerton?
I think it's a soft J.
Ah, Edgerton.
Yeah, Edgerton. Mm. He's the dude from Kingsman and Rocketman. And
they know, man.
They say they know, but you say a name and they don't know.
Yeah. You played Elton Johnson.
And he was with Hugh Jackman in Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah, Eddie the Eagle. Yeah. That's a liquor film. Watch that.
That's an enjoyable movie.
So I think he's got the right build. I think he's got the chops and he could maybe make it work. But I don't know also. You never fucking know. They bring out these people. They're going with a lot of unknowns sometimes.
It's easier because they can't demand as much up front.
Oh, where? But yeah, I'm glad Hugh Jackman is finished and klar.
Yeah.
Venom. Do you know that song?
No.
It's a cock song. It's Eminem. Gonna taste my Venom.
Okay.
It was for the Venom 1 soundtrack.
Okay.
It's audible. Anyway.
Sung by a snake.
Venom 2. This is the second trailer.
Yeah, second. Although they treat the first ones as teasers, even though they're full-length trailers.
Yeah, so the official name is Venom, Let Them Be Carnage.
Let They.
Yeah.
Did you say Let Them Be Carnage?
I could have. Let Them Be Carnage. Together. Uh-huh. What did you think of the trailer?
I think it's fun. I had a few giggles. It's
giggles?
Yeah, I giggled. I giggled and I gaggled. Then I wiggled.
And you waggled.
Hashtag Thomas Travel.
What else did you think of the trailer?
I think you can clearly see that they have more money for this one.
Yeah.
Who directed the first Venom now again? Was it Chad?
Jan de Bont.
Jan de Bont?
No, it wasn't him.
I think it was Chad.
Chad Stahelski.
Yeah, I think it was him.
Do I have to give that a googs now?
You might. The director of the first movie is not back. This one's directed by Andy Serkis. But they seem to have maintained the same overall aesthetic of this film. They seem to have gone for like a similar...
No, Ruben Fleischer.
Yeah, obviously. That's what I said.
I was way off.
Known for his involvement with Deadpool.
Jan de Bont is not directing anymore.
No, okay. No.
What did he do? So.
The Professional. Was that Goose?
No, that's Dingus. That's Luc Besson.
Luc Besson, yeah. No, all these Frenchies.
I tell you now what Jan de Bont
Go find did. Out what Jan did. I'll talk about Venom so long while you find out what Jan is doing. That's not how you spell it.
It is.
Dubont.
It's just a space between the fucking Jan and Speed, my bro. I knew he was like a...
He was the...
He was a legit guy.
He's legit, my bro. Speed, one thing. Minority Report.
No, that's Steven Spielberg. He must have had another...
Twister? He did Twister?
He was the DOP for those.
Oh, he's a lot of DOPing. Basic Instinct as well. Typical.
Typical. Anyway.
Typical.
What were we talking about again?
Venom.
Venom.
So Andy Serkis has kept the same aesthetic from the first movie, that same buddy comedy vibe between Venom and...
Well, it was the only thing that worked.
It really was the only thing that worked. And the one thing that they didn't actually like show us ahead of time with that film, right? With the first movie.
Yeah, they didn't.
So they're kind of doubling down on that in the new one, I think.
I think they should, when it's the only thing that worked.
Yeah.
and then fucking Woody Harrelson is
Cletus.
What's his
Cletus Cassidy?
That's the one. I'm glad they changed the hair. You're not glad?
I'm not. I like them curls.
No, the wig was horrible.
I don't like the wig. I like the curls.
I know, but I agree with you that if they had made it look more natural,
all for natural hair, bro.
But it is what it is. Mm. I have a problem with Carnage. He's not red enough for me.
No, I agree with you. I think that they are keeping Carnage with the film's overall aesthetic, so they've muted his redness so that he kind of blends in with like the dark blues and grays that they've got going on.
Yeah, but...
which I don't like. Like, Carnage is...
going to be like not...
Carnage is red. He's bloody. He's a freaking nightmare. Mm. And... You need to just put that there. I mean, they're trying to show us like the scary shit with him, you know.
Yeah.
Like spikes coming out of him and he has different ways of absorbing stuff.
But again, it's just going to be another symbiote fighting another. Like it's cool. Mm. It's just goo, red glue and black goo just clashing.
Pretty much. It's, yeah.
Yeah, but fucking.
I guess what they're going to try and do is to show you how bad Carnage is. And I mean, from comics and from the previous animated series even, Carnage is... I can remember being freak scared as a lighty from seeing Carnage in action.
Yeah.
Like, Carnage was hectic.
Well,
see. I think they're going to try and like ramp that up in the movie and maybe give us like...
I don't have high hopes. It's the, Venom 1 wasn't that great. And this one, it doesn't look to be that great either.
I enjoyed Venom 1 for Tom Hardy just like going balls to the wall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do the same thing in the second one, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it as much. Because with the first one, I was so caught off guard by that. You know, I was just like, oh, wow, this is batshit crazy.
I
don't know if it works if you do it twice.
No, taken from the trailer, it sounds they realize that they neither of them is going anywhere, though, so they just have to live together.
Yeah,
and try and make the best of it.
Yeah.
So.
Odd couple vibes, that's it.
I think that's going to be lekker, but I don't care about the rest of it.
Mm.
Next trailer is June.
With a softer D.
June trailer 2. June trailer 2. Mm. This one isn't a teaser. They show you way more.
It's not a June 2?
Oh.
You can't set me up like that. They're not expecting
me to. How is that a setup? I'm talking about the name of the film. And you,
and you like, June?
That wasn't
June
a dunk.
2.
It wasn't
Slam.
God, I apologize to Jody and his foul mouth.
I'm so comfortable.
Too comfortable. Yeah, I still don't know what's going on.
I'm really confused. Weren't you supposed to read the book?
No. You're supposed to read the book. You told me now, literally like 10 minutes ago, that you read 13 books in a week or something.
I read 13 books in 3 weeks.
Still impressive.
Yeah.
So I think you could knock out June in an afternoon.
No. But do I want to?
I think you have to because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Dude, I'm so
lost.
I don't even remember the first movie. Mulroney.
Yeah,
Dermot Mulroney.
Maybe we should do a comparison eventually.
That might be interesting.
Yeah.
But I'd have to rewatch the first movie.
I can tell you now.
I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing, bruh. It's got worms.
Yeah.
It's got worms.
These worms. Look, the visuals look good.
The visuals look insane. Yeah. The visuals make me want to see the movie at the cinema.
Yeah.
I feel like IMAX with whatever the hell's going on in there, I'm on.
And Villeneuve is a pro at that, man.
And the cast is, and we love Denis, so.
Denis.
Not your daddy's sister, Denise.
No, it's Denis.
We love Denis.
Keggy. Fuck whatever the plot is. I'm just going to go watch it and then try and experience it.
Yeah.
You can read the book and then see what.
And then I can tell you what they didn't put in.
All I know is there's like, everybody's looking for spice. Are they cooking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this the origins of like the Dutch
East India Company?
India trading camp? Like what's happening? I know there's spice involved.
Yeah.
But we'll see. People will probably comment us in the comments or not because nobody comments. But anyway.
They might come anyway.
Fuck it. I'll watch it, but I don't know.
We're going to see it. We're going to see it. We don't know what's going on with the trailers, but we're going to see it.
That's fine. Let's go in blind. Benjamin Affleck. Is that his name short for Benjamin?
Of course. What's in the notes?
Isn't it Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Benjamin Affleck.
Uh-huh.
He's coming back as Batman for the Flash movie.
Yes, he is.
Ugh.
Did you see how they figured it out? No official announcement as yet, I think, but his stunt double was spotted on the Batcycle.
That's
the Batcycle.
That's proper sleuthing from the creeps that are taking
the
photos
paps.
From afar.
The paps.
The pap smears. I don't care so much about this.
I'm really not invested in that movie. The star of that movie is Joker.
Yeah, but also like, fuck Joker. This. If it's not like...
Here's the thing. Michael Keaton's in this movie. Michael Keaton is...
That's one reason to watch it.
He's going to be wearing the Batsuit again.
Yeah.
He's been talking about how natural it felt to just get back in there.
Well, I mean, technology has evolved to the point where he can now probably pee in his suit.
I don't think he wants it, man.
He can turn his neck.
Hashtag not my Batsuit.
Yeah, but that Batsuit in Batman 1989 was horrible. When he turned his face, you could see the gaps in between his cheek and the mouth.
And that rubber was like,
it was
like a solid inch and a half.
He was wearing Jordans. It was it wasn't a good suit.
I miss it though.
It looks amazing. If they can make like just modernize that suit to the point where he can move a bit better, that would be dope. Which they could do.
Probably.
But I think they will probably do that. Mm. It will harken back, I think, to the
I think they must, because otherwise what's the point of bringing him in?
Yeah.
It's like there's just no point.
It's cool. We started the story about Ben Affleck.
And we just about Michael
Keaton. I don't care about Ben Affleck.
I think that shows we
I think they did him dirty, and I will never forgive them for that.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser.
The Fraser Sons.
The Saint Brendan Fraser. Yeah, he was recently cast in Killers of the Flower Moon. This is Scorsese's latest film that's going to come. When is it coming out? Next year?
This is coming out on Netflix. It was just cast, this year. So
what?
No, not this
Can't
year,
be this
so.
Year.
Yeah, sorry.
He was just cast. So it's probably next year.
But there is a Scorsese Netflix movie coming out this year still.
I don't know. It's probably 4 hours long.
Probably.
It's got like old people.
Ton of de-aging.
It's young people.
Moving like old people.
But Brendan Fraser, if you like
the Fraser songs.
People must have wondered, like, you know, he was at the top of his game, like in the 90s, and then he disappeared for a while.
Yeah, I think his last appearance might have been that G.I. Joe, you know, that little
he had a little cameo there,
little cameo that he had in G.I. Joe.
But he left the industry for a while because of like mental health reasons and stuff. He was body shamed. It was like a whole thing. I mean, people were just mean to him.
People be assholes, man.
And he was also sexually assaulted.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah.
That was also one of the reasons that he left. So he was sexually assaulted by a producer or something.
Yeah. That stuff doesn't come out a lot because, like, not many men are just comfortable with coming forward about those at all. So kudos to him for
it. Say what you want about Terry Crews as well, but he also was one of the men.
Yeah.
So... Brendan Fraser had a tough time in Hollywood and he took a break from it respectfully.
Mm.
And now he's coming back and I am in full support of
him. I'm all for it, bro.
He's amazing in Doom Patrol.
Which I still haven't seen.
Yeah, well, that's on you. And anywhere he appears, any cameo that he's in, I get excited.
Yeah, I told you he was in No Sudden Move. He was a character that I really enjoyed in that film.
Yeah.
And I hope he's getting more projects like this lined up. And who knows? Maybe we get our Mummy 4. Sans Tom Cruise.
The return of Imhotep.
Yeah. So Arnold Vosloo's doing nothing.
The thing is also like there was this girl on TikTok and she had paid for like a session with him.
Mm.
I'm not sure what it was about, but she got 2 minutes to talk to him like on Skype or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet. With her, he had a rose, he had like a hat change, and he was talking about it. And then he spoke about being cast and in Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm. And then she said, I just want to tell you that like the whole internet and everyone is behind you, and we are so happy that you're back and shit. And he was brought almost to tears by that.
That's awesome, man.
It was such a tender moment.
Honestly,
and I'm like,
that,
fucking protect Brendan Fraser. Fraser. Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
Oh, baby, I hear the bruiser calling. Toss salad and scrambled. My life. Protect Brendan Fraser at all costs.
Love him, man.
I am. Vin Diesel and The Rock. It's Diesel versus Rock.
Mm.
Liquid versus solid.
Diesel beats Rock.
Because Diesel's got family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they fucking still at it. But like, it's weird, man.
Yeah, it's like the Cold War.
Yeah.
Like lots of snide shit.
So The Rock will not be returning for either Fast 10 or Furious.
Fast 10, your seatbelts.
No, it'll probably be 10.
Yeah.
Because the last one was 9.
Yeah, and then 11.
11, yeah. The Rock or DJ. He likes to go by DJ.
Does he go by DJ?
He does, yeah.
Nice.
DJ's not returning to for those films.
Big fan of the show, DJ.
Ooh, what show?
Our show.
Oh. Yes, a big fan.
Big fan. He's big and he's a fan.
I catch him at the gym sometimes.
getting a pump.
You know, it's better than comic. Watch it. There's a fucking documentary with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he competed in like the whatever Mr. Universe or whatever. It's hilarious. He's such a weirdo, man.
He still is.
Yeah.
DJ.
So he's not returning, but he's still moving forward with Hobbs and Shaw too.
Yes, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
However far they get with that piece of shit franchise is moving ahead. But so recently, Vin Diesel's been doing a lot of press for
my
9,
God.
Right?
And he just keeps running his mouth.
And the stuff that he says. So, everyone has heard that there was tension on the set when with him and The Rock, and that's why they ended up just not shooting together. Mm. And we have all those weird composite shots where they had to like create the impression that they were on screen together.
Yeah.
According to Vin Diesel, when he's on set, he tries to get the best out of everyone on set.
Yeah.
And that means pushing people's buttons, and he wants the punches to look real. And
so he technically took credit for Dwayne Johnson's performance.
Yeah.
He said it was because of him that it's good. And then Dwayne Johnson's official response was, I laughed and laughed hard. I think everyone had a laugh at that.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. And that I've wished them well. Mm-hmm. I wish them well on Fast 9. And I wish them the best of luck on Fast 10 and Fast 11. And the rest of the Fast and Furious movies they do, that will be without me. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
And the best part of that was that it was in an interview with Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
And they both rolled their eyes when they read to them, this is what Vin Diesel said. Oh, man. You've told us before about what the bloody weird shit Vin Diesel is on social media.
Just look at his Facebook. He's got so many fans. He's got like millions and millions of fans. He's got so many fans. And just the content that he posts there. I'm not even going to give you a hint of it. Just go look at it. Mm-hmm. Look at Vin Diesel's Facebook page.
This is a Brasser top tip.
It is. Yeah, listen to your Brasser. Go look at Vin Diesel's Facebook page. It's hilarious. So I'm looking forward to the jabs that they take.
You know, long may it continue.
Long may it continue. We love a bit of beef, don't we, Jody?
We love big bits of beef as well.
Yo, my bro. I can't believe this.
Exciting news of the day.
The Snyder Cut, as you know, the fans are like fucking cult members, and they love that shit to death. So they love it to the point where they are now review bombing the new Suicide Squad film.
Because why, man? Because why?
I don't know.
What possible reason would you have for review bombing another DC movie?
It must be like jealousy. And for the first time in a long time, an actually good DC movie comes out. And they're like, oh, it wasn't Zack Snyder's.
It's not Zack Snyder's vision. Because they've added, I mean, we'll review Suicide Squad at some point.
Yeah, we will.
But there's some stuff in there that isn't Zack Snyder's canon, you know.
Not at all. No, and this is, I don't want to give too much away about Suicide Squad, but it is so far from what Zack Snyder did that it's fun.
Yes, it's enjoyable.
It's so fun. But yeah, we'll get into it in the future. But these fans are the worst.
Did you hear James Gunn's response?
What did he say?
James Gunn was like, I think I'll live.
Yeah.
They asked him, what do you think of Snyder Cut fans review bombing you? Yeah, on
he'll be okay.
I'll live.
Look. They're going to keep giving him money to make films. Mm-hmm.
Particularly when it's things that are so filled with heart, that are
quirky,
vibrant, and
colorful,
unique.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's his wheelhouse, and that's what people crave these
exactly.
days. And that's what he does best. So, you know what? Fuck you, guys.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Just
cuck stupid. So, Marvel and DC. I mean, I know the stories about Marvel, but DC is also, they're guilty of this. As you know, like all the movies that they make, they're based on comic book characters. Mm. Someone had to write and create those characters.
Yes.
And back in the day, they were created by freelancers, essentially. Mm-hmm. So when you were a comic book writer, especially in where, what was it, like the building up to the Golden Age, the Silver Age, all that, like back in the day, you were a freelancer and you just get contracted to write these characters, but the company owns all the IP. Mm-hmm. So they can do what they want because they paid you for your services.
Yeah.
Nowadays, especially with comic book geeks and the rise of geekdom, people know who created these characters.
Yeah.
They know who the writers were, and they have to give them credit.
Yeah.
But not in the form of money.
No. You will get a claim and a pat on your back and a $5,000 check.
Hey, so Marvel. Apparently, they're just the creators of some of the most iconic characters. We're talking like Thanos here, the guy who created Thanos. We're talking about Brubaker, the guy who wrote for Captain America. He brought Bucky back as the Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. These are big storylines, not only in the comics, but in the movies as well. Mm-hmm. They just got a check for They got an invite to the premiere and a check for $5,000.
Nice.
And a thank you.
Thumbs up.
If you if you happen to use some of that money to book a flight to the,
that's on you, man.
So now there's some people have come out, Brubaker specifically, and even the new writer, he recently wrote Black Panther, and he wrote the script for the latest Black Panther coming out, Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Ta-Nehisi.
What did you say?
I said Ta-Nehisi Coates. I thought it might be Spanish.
He's black.
But it's C-O-A-T-E-S.
Yeah, Coates.
Coates.
All right, let's go with that.
Coates.
He also said, look, he's happy with his deal, like now that he's loving. But you can't deny that these people deserve more than just a pat on the back.
I mean, that's if you think about the money that
it's
Marvel
morally is wrong.
Marvel is they're not in like the millions game anymore, no. Dude. They are in the billions game
with a B.
The
B, a big B.
They are in the billions game and they are screwing people around like this.
This is whack shit.
Yo.
Let's hope they start doing that. I hope this brings light to this bullshit and they can actually now start paying these people what they deserve.
Well, the issue that they might sit with at the end of the day is that the writers themselves, before they create new content, are going to start re-looking their contracts because more and more people are probably going to think ahead to the monetary gains you can make with when things go to film.
I mean,
and
you
so
as
on.
I read in that article, so few of them actually audit the contracts and stuff, especially after that big performance of at the box office.
Yeah.
So if writers start doing that and looking at the deals and beforehand, it will cost them almost, they won't even notice like the percentage that they give to
these people. Exactly. It's a fraction. Like I'm talking about if you did like, I mean, even 1% of like a billion.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot of money that those people are getting.
And then some of these fucking comic book artists and writers, like they get sick. They're like legends in the industry. Mm. And then you'll see like GoFundMe pages being put up because they can't afford medical bills. Yeah.
But the stuff they created
is
making billions for these producers and studios. Right, man.
I say let's boycott Marvel.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
I'm joking.
I say let's direct our outrage at them.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do some slacktivism.
And and we informing people, man.
We are, yeah. We the voice of the people.
Yeah.
We the voice of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
DJ.
But Rock beats Diesel, by the way.
Yeah.
In any way. Any form.
But does it beat family?
Oh, listen. Can Diesel erode Rock?
Over time.
Is that where the family comes in?
Family tension creates spark.
Ooh.
Burn that shit down.
Burn it. Oh, we'll keep you posted on this. This is important conversation.
This is a tenuous tangent.
Movie Cat Talk. It's time for a review.
Speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, let's talk about his new movie.
Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise. Starring DJ, Emily Blunt, Jesse Plemons, Jack Whitehall, and Edgar Ramirez, directed by, I don't know how I pronounce, is it Jaume Collet-Serra, who also directed Orphan, that horror movie with that little girl, and then a bunch of Liam Neeson's action movies.
Yeah.
So The Commuter, Run All Night, and Unknown, and he's going to be produced directing Black Adam. Also,
wait, so is he part of like that $7? Is he?
It looks like he's connected.
The thing is, like, with when you work with DJ, and he likes you, and he works with you like often,
exclusively,
100%. Like, so he's like a bra that you want to make if you're in this industry, I guess. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
You could be right though. Going right into our synopsis. Dr. Lily Houghton enlists the aid of wisecracking skipper Frank Wolf to take her down the Amazon in his ramshackle boat. Together, they search for an ancient tree that holds the power to heal, a discovery that will change the future of medicine.
You haven't heard the word ramshackle.
It's a ramshackle boat. It is a ramshackle boat, though.
Yeah, it is. So this is another Disney ride that is turned into a movie.
Yes. So, no one to pay for writing.
Yeah, let's talk a bit of non-spoilers.
Non-spoilers first.
It's quite a little adventure. Like, Abby and I really enjoy adventure movies. Mm. I mean, The Mummy, which we'll probably talk about.
Yeah.
And even Nicolas Cage's fucking... National Treasure vibes.
Amazing.
Love that.
Those
shit.
Are National Treasures.
They are. I mean... We love this type of thing. So when this movie dropped, we were excited. Because it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Samesies.
You know, just fucking spelunking around.
And Emily Blunt, one of our favorites.
Yeah, but she's going to be good in anything.
Yeah.
She can play Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Which she did.
She did.
Yeah.
And she can play...
She can play Meryl Streep playing Meryl Streep.
Yeah. She could. And, yeah. she'd win an Oscar for that. Yeah. She'd beat Meryl Streep at the Oscars. That's where I'm at.
Yo, but she is amazing.
She's amazing.
How did you feel when you just heard about this film?
This movie is really... When did it start production? 5 years ago or some shit?
I have no idea.
It was announced like 5 years ago for the first time. And I think they started initial production like 3 years ago. Because they built like the biggest soundstage ever.
Well, you need water.
For this movie. Yeah, bigger than Waterworld, bro.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's bigger than Waterworld.
It was it was the biggest when it was announced.
Yes.
So it beat Kevin Costner. For better or worse.
It's not easy to beat Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Even the initial trailers, I think we saw the first trailer for this like over a year ago. Over a year ago. And it was just... It looked fun. It looked lively.
Yeah.
The Rock's got tiny t-shirts on and his little hat on his big head.
Little hat on his big bald head.
And it just looked like madness. Like,
yeah.
You know, people are swinging around the ramshackle boat, all that jazz.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, say what you will about there's some plot issues, whatever. But his performance is good. Emily Blunt is great. And even Jack Whitehall.
I was going to say, the three leads, and we're not going to talk right now about there are some issues around Jack Whitehall's character that have come up afterwards, but the three leads of this film, I think, are fantastic.
Yeah,
I think that the dynamic is great. I think that...
There's chemistry there.
There's immediate chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I like that The Rock is portrayed as not like... Even though he's big... He's not relying on like his punching power to resolve things all the time.
Yeah, which is what you're used to with his stuff.
Exactly. He's doing like stupid swinging around shit and like schemes and all sorts of stuff to like, you know, win the battles.
Yeah.
So it's also like playing against character for him, I think, in that sense. He's being goofy.
Not much, but yeah.
He's not punching anything.
Yeah. Well, what was that other stuff where you had to take care of a girl, a child?
Oh,
Daddy.
Was that Tooth Fairy? Elvis
Daddy. Oh, Tooth Fairy is another one. But there's another one where he's a football player.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Elvis Daddy.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
No, but...
He was obsessed with Elvis, and I think his nickname was the King. King Daddy.
Yeah, but that was Scrawny DJ that you're talking about.
Well, Scrawny.
Yeah.
Parentheses. Scrawny. So, overall, I thought this was a lot of fun. The story itself is...
It's there.
We've seen it before.
Yeah, look, I think when you talk about Disney rides, people are immediately going to think about Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously. Yeah. And sorry.
Don't be sorry.
The other movie you mentioned, The Mummy, also there are a lot of
There's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of similarities. The two. I'm just plot points and essentially there's and characters kind of. There's a MacGuffin,
So maybe we've given like a general sense synopsis wise about the movie, but the plot is that Emily Blunt and her brother, Emily Blunt being this, scientist / explorer who's...
In a time when women are not supposed to be that.
Yeah, like she has no access to academic spaces or anything. Yeah. And she's trying to get hold of this artifact, this tree thing that can have major ramifications for like medicine and so on.
Yeah, it's like almost like a tree of life type thing, eternal life and whatever.
Exactly. And they end up on the Amazon where the Rock's character has got this rickety old boat that was held together by hope and prayers.
Yeah.
And he's doing like tours down the Amazon, but has also got massive debts to like the guys who control the boats.
He's a real rapscallion.
He's a rapscallion with like, he's got a plot and a scheme for everything.
Hey, this guy, why I order? So that's basically it. Is it family friendly?
To a degree, I think. But I mean,
some of the things are like kind of scary.
Yeah, it's the same issue that you have with the first Pirates movie where like, the bad guys are actually really graphic and quite...
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Quite like nightmarish to look at.
Yeah.
And again, this is where you're going to have a lot of direct comparisons between the plot of this and Pirates, but...
Even Mummy as well. Mummy also had some scary...
Yeah, those things are hectic to look at. Oh, man. Scarabs, bro.
But yeah, it's a lot of... Oh, my God. It goes under that guy's skin.
It goes right under.
Yeah, anyway. overall, I think good, fun, and fine.
Yeah. Good, fun, and fine. It's a GFF from us.
You and the letters.
I love my acronyms, man.
So, can we go into spoilers?
We can.
Looking at my notes already, I'm just like, plot is kind of like The Mummy.
Plot is like The Mummy. It's like if The Mummy and Pirates had like really, really raucous, sexy times.
They this did. Is the baby I mean, they have. That was also, plot is kind of like The Mummy, also has elements of Pirates of the Caribbean. There's another actor, you named him... Jesse Plemons.
Yes, the German bad guy.
He plays the German bad guy.
Love him. I also love Jesse in this movie. The one issue that, before we go into spoilers, actually, I think
no spoilers yet.
Not yet. We'll hear them.
I didn't do the sound.
You didn't make the noise yet.
My bad.
The one issue that I had is that I think they should have like chosen their villains. Like, I feel like Jesse Plemons is really good as the German, but then they also have like the... I mean, it's shown in the trailer, right?
Yeah.
The undead guys as well.
Yeah.
So I would have had like one or the other.
What is the deal with that? Like always having to have more than one.
If the one doesn't work, you've got a backup.
It's like an A villain and a B villain.
Yeah, it's like if the one doesn't work, we've got another one just in case.
But for
why? People don't want to put their eggs in one basket.
I suppose like the okay, you create tension because a villain is like chasing them. And then they in pursuit of the other villains. I get it. Like, you need to add that tension. But still, like, just write better.
Exactly. Just do that. I think we can go into spoilers.
Okay, go ahead. That's a lot of spoilers.
That's back to form, eh?
Anjo Machen. Yeah, Jesse Plemons, I really enjoyed. I think he was... that accent was amazing.
His accent's amazing. I love this bulkier look that he has in this role also.
Well, he's overweight.
And he's got like the tatty, like the... What you'd call that? The comb over.
Yeah. But he's very good at playing creepy.
Yeah. I mean, that final season of Breaking Bad.
Creepy as hell. And even Game Night.
Yeah.
He's very good, and he's this German guy, and he's obsessed with this, finding this shit to the point where he embraces the magic. He understands it, and he talks to bees and all sorts of shit. And that prince, what is it? Joachim?
Yeah.
How does he say it?
It's Joachim, and then
that was a real person.
Really?
Yes,
I did not know that.
So he dies in the film, but that's not how he died in real life. He committed suicide at age 29.
Wow.
He was depressed for a long time because his father's abdication of the throne turned him into a commoner.
Oh, man.
So
rough.
He was like, oh.
He was the Meghan and Harry of his time.
Not exactly. He'd abdicate. Meghan and Harry still have money.
Oh, shame.
He was left with nothing, I assume.
Oh. Rough.
And he was just like, I can't handle this. Oh. You know, I have no one to wash my butt.
I can't work.
Yeah. So
what is work?
Boom. He took his own life.
What is work?
But I'm glad they didn't do that in this film.
Yeah. I like this version of him a lot.
Yeah. This version is fun. And then
he's got chutzpah.
Yeah. Look, The Rock was fine. Mm. Did you enjoy the puns?
No. The dad jokes were a bit much. The puns were a bit much. I feel like this movie, it's weird, man. Like, there's a lot of flaws that I found with this movie watching it. Like, the bad guy thing. I didn't like that they had more than one bad guy. That had such distinctly different ambitions. And I felt like that clashed. I also felt like The Rock was almost like trying to downplay it too much. And Emily Blunt's character, they were trying to overplay like, she's of this time and all of that. I felt like she could have had more to do. Like, action-wise.
Yeah.
Could have given her a
bit more.
Because
we know what she's capable of.
Yeah, exactly. So, I had high expectations for her with the action stakes in this movie.
But the puns and the dad jokes, apparently that is taken directly from the Disney ride.
So, I guess that makes sense.
The people on the guides on those rides, they do... Some
all
of them
those
are
things.
Directly taken from that, the jokes.
I guess it makes sense because they are trying to force it in. Even the bit where they on the boat, the first... people that we see him taking out,
yeah,
a lot of those things are apparently from the ride as well. It's like, you know, the things popping up and the things coming from the side.
Specifically that joke about going, seeing the backside of water when he takes them behind the waterfall. It's not really impressive. But that is from the ride. They do that at Disney. And they take you behind the waterfall.
Yeah, I'm having a laugh. Yeah, but I mean, some of the stuff is funny.
It is funny. He describes himself as a skipper at Disney. Cast members who act as tour guides, they are called skippers.
Ah, so they just try to grab as much of that in. That
they, but again, I didn't enjoy the dad jokes and puns as that.
No,
much.
I felt like
some of them made me like smirk and a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like
watching Tyrese and Ludacris in Fast Furious.
But you know, I love me some Roman.
Oh fuck off! We'll talk about that.
Like again, though, overall, it's still a fun movie. Like
it's still enjoyable. A fun movie. You forgive a lot because again, you crave an adventure film.
You crave the adventure. The chemistry is
the
there.
The CGI was also touch and go.
Yeah, there are a couple of really bad scenes for me. The cat is horrible.
Yeah, cat is horrible.
Cat was really bad.
The villains were good.
The villains,
the CGI villains, the Spanish men.
They were great, but you know what I really didn't like? Some of the backgrounds.
Yeah,
like behind the characters, like it was actually so bad at times that it took me out of.
Yeah.
The moments.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, like, I heard that they shot on location. Like, obviously, they created this massive stage for it.
Yeah.
But why then put so much CGI in that it looks just horrible?
But don't you find, like, The Rock is... this is his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of his movies is just so CGI heavy.
Very CGI heavy nowadays, yeah.
And it's like, okay, if you don't have a big... what is the budget in this film?
The budget must have been huge if they built a bigger soundstage.
Yeah, that is true. But I mean, it's always like a little bit fake. And there's moments where you just look at it and like, oh, they should have spent more time on that.
It's like they created a location. So just use the location you've created and then... just make as much of it feel as natural as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, say what you want about people like Christopher Nolan, but...
it always comes back to Nolan. God!
I haven't mentioned him for a good long while.
That is not enough time.
2 days at least. But as much as possible, they try and keep things you know, real and use as much natural setting as they can.
Yeah.
And I think it pays off in the long run, man.
Yeah.
It's like... like, no, yeah, really I kept being pulled out
you
of the CGI.
You can't deny that tangibility of actual sets and you know.
Being able to engage with things fully.
Yeah, I can look at Jurassic Park, man.
Mm-hmm. 1994, 93, when this movie made, and it still holds up.
Oh, man. Anyway, Jack White's character, I've said it wrong. Countless times, just forgive me.
Racist.
Jack White's Whitehall's
pun not intended.
Jack White, man. He, what did you think of him?
I love this character. I think that he, like, in terms of hitting the comedic notes in this movie, brilliant. Again, if I now compare it to The Mummy, it's almost like the exact same thing as Rachel Weisz and her brother.
He's so reluctant, but he has to go with.
Yeah, and when they at the start with when they get
with
to the
all
boat,
his luggage.
And he's got like hundreds
he's
of
got
cases.
A shit ton of. He's got so much luggage, like you can't even imagine. It's just bag after bag after box.
Like
after
Emily
box.
Blunt has got one case that's all stuff.
Yeah. And then The Rock just tosses them into the river.
Because he tells him like, "Hey, just pack this on the boat."
So he's a gay character.
Yes. And it's not said outright, but it's obviously
it's
alluded to
implied.
very strongly.
They say he doesn't fit in because of how he is and all that jazz, and that's why he feels so strong. He will always follow his sister because his sister defended him so much when they were growing up.
Yeah,
which I thought was quite sweet.
Yeah, I like that, but I know that there is the LGBTQI community is
why did
there's
you just
frustration
gay
about like, well, not that necessarily, but
is he gay?
Jack Whitehall, I don't know, but the issue is more along the lines of why not just make him a gay character instead of now implying it so much and not saying it.
But we know why.
But that's
we
some
know
of the
why,
frustration. Why
was this they're thing. Trying to please everybody. You can't, if Disney straight up says, hey, look at this guy. Mm. He's gay as hell. And yeah. People are going to be like, you're teaching my children.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is indoctrination.
Yeah, you're forcing my child to be gay.
Come on, man. So they have to their main job is to get people in the seats
so they can make money.
I'm not saying it's right.
But that is the rationale.
In society, we should be able to say, this character is gay. It's because I'm gay and he should openly be gay.
Yeah.
That in an ideal world, yes. But understand, this is a corporation.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. It's just that it's you're doing everything except saying it. Like, yeah, you know, yeah,
that's the way. So they can still get away with it. Yeah. So those Christian right-wing mothers can still watch it and say, no, honey, it's because, you know, he's just different. He's not a manly
man. He likes to read.
Yeah, he's
he stays in his room a lot.
Fucking hell. But I also enjoyed him. I thought he was funny. Yeah.
I think he was a fantastic character. Yeah. But he was like the comedic heartbeat of this film, much more so
than
The Rock was.
And Emily Blunt was Emily Blunting.
She blunts, woman, yo.
Should be in every film. Yeah. I love her so much.
I mean, just think of her filmography at this point. She's done horror movies. She's Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
She's done action.
Okay, movies. To be fair, I didn't watch that, but I did.
Have you not seen Mary Poppins?
Because I wasn't a big on Mary Poppins.
That's. Really bring the kiddies back.
She was the reason I almost had diabetes. I wanted to take every tablet with a spoonful of sugar. And my mother's like, no, you need to stop this. Oh, and I'm like, it's what she said.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't watch it, but I heard good things.
Yeah, you should watch the real.
Okay. Maybe I don't.
It's Emily Blunt.
I know. And so she is really, really good. Everybody's good, but... there were still some weird things.
Yeah. And I think part of the issue, like we
mentioned... Like, for instance, quickly, The Rock was living, right, on that lot. So, okay, spoiler alert, which we did do. It turns out the big reveal is that The Rock was part of the... He was part of the crew that was the initial explorers that murdered those people. Although he tried to protect them.
But it's basically Jack Sparrow.
Exactly.
What's the same thing?
Yeah, his crew went fucking nuts. And The Rock was like, we can't do this. But he also got cursed.
Yeah.
So he was living on the river for like 400 years or whatever.
Yes.
How did no one notice that this brow wasn't aging?
Yeah.
And like... What? He built the town. He said he started building the town.
He built the town and no one notices that this guy is just always there.
What?
It's a bit of a plot hole. And just to maybe contextualize that even more. So those
contextualize
guys,
it more, please.
Got to.
Yes.
Full context.
Full context.
We all about that full context.
It's true. You can't make decisions with no context.
Well, some people can.
And some people love to do so.
So those bad guys, they were these guys who came into like the Amazon to get this. They were after the tree, right? This tree of life MacGuffin thing. And instead of then like treating the people well in order to get it, they just decided they're gonna kill the tribesmen who have this thing, and then they get cursed, and their curse is to stay close to the river and they're going to live forever. But they can't leave the river. If they leave the river, they become stones or something.
Yeah, they get stoned.
Mm. Ginger beer.
Yeah.
They become stones.
Ignore the plot holes. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
My advice would be just, okay, listen to your brother.
Mm.
Have fun with it. Ignore the plot holes.
Literally, just go along with the ride.
Oh, yeah. Go for the jungle cruise.
Yeah. When did we make it a rounded soft J?
You started it.
You started it.
I started it off.
I thought
Mike.
It was your psychology background.
I started it off Mike.
And then I did it.
And then you did it on Mike. So there's no evidence that I started this.
I thought that's your psychology.
I can delete this whole conversation.
Is it Carl Jung?
Yes, it is actually.
So that's where it came from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jungianism.
It's a Jungle cruise.
Jungle cruise. Yeah, so I don't know if you want to talk more about like the film and shit.
Because
it's like, yeah, those are my main points. This one wasn't really, it didn't really touch me in a special way. It didn't blow me away. But overall, it was fun for me.
Even though I'm disappointed at certain beats not being hit and the story not being better than what it was,
yeah,
it was still a fun movie.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to make enough money to get sequels.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise 2, yeah. More Jungle.
Jungle Control.
Electric Jungle. yeah, it was fine. So the arrow, mm-hmm. that they discovered, right? It was discovered by Dr. Albert Falls. So that was a reference to a joke that they that was used by the Disney crew. So they would say, like, these are the famous Schweitzer Falls, named for their discoverer, Dr. Albert Falls. I don't get the joke.
What's the joke?
I don't know. That's all I have in the article.
So what, are we just putting it out there?
I was hoping you would get it.
If anyone gets it.
I was hoping you would get it. That's why I included that. Then Disney also reopened a version of the Jungle Cruise ride 2 weeks before the movie opened because they had to remove all the depictions of Africans that had been considered racist.
And it took them that long to do it?
No, they still haven't done all of them. So they still, Florida will also receive the same updates. But I feel like in Florida they will protest it somehow.
Yeah, I was just thinking there's going to be protests, not my Jungle Cruise.
Not my Jungle Cruise!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was wow. There's a whole paragraph here. I'm actually going to send it to you because there's so much to cover where they just cover they just talk about the similarities between this movie and The Mummy.
Yeah,
but it's like an essay.
And for me, it's like there's that, but it's this. It's so similar to Pirates as well.
Yeah,
like it's literally like the villains, the twist is the exact same thing as Pirates twist.
Okay,
that the Rock is also part of that crew.
Okay, so
and
then
also,
would you say so? This is the second movie that's based on a park ride, right?
Yeah.
So would you say this is better than Pirates 1?
No, I don't think so.
I agree with you.
I think Pirates 1, at the time it came out, and it still holds up now for me, even though the later Pirates movies are like horrible. But watching Pirates 1, it's like, oh, that film was so good, man. So good. And to come from a ride and create that was brilliant. But this one is not as good as that.
Yeah.
And tries to copy too much of it also in its own way.
No, 100%. Yeah, one last little tidbit before we close this bad boy. Emily Blunt turned down the role originally.
Oh.
She had been working too hard.
Uh-huh.
She filmed Mary Poppins Returns and A Quiet Place Part 2 back-to-back.
You and A Quiet Place Part 2 almost killed her.
Fucking hell. So she was like kaput. Mm. And then the director flew to New York to meet her. And he explained to her why they wanted her for a role. And then he also brought along a video message from the Rock. Dwayne the Rock Johnson's.
DJ.
And that is what won her over eventually. And I say release the video.
Release the DJ.
Release the DJ plea for Emily Blunt to join the cast.
I think it's just him flexing.
Yeah, it's just like, you get to work with this. And you get to work with this.
And then he pops his eyebrow.
You know, you got to get the pump. You know, it's better than coming.
It's better than coming, yeah. Austrian weirdos.
Is this movie Kwai or is it a Nai?
I'd lean on Kwai.
Yeah.
It's more Kwai than Nai.
I say Kwai, yeah. It is Kwai, yeah. Oh, this is our new rating system. We haven't realized it.
Yeah.
We're breaking down the newer, like we're getting in rid depth. Of all like nuance.
Yeah.
And we're just saying, is it Kwai or is it a Nai?
Like Nai, man.
Like Nai. Don't watch this.
Yeah.
This is cack.
Not like nothing.
Yeah, not like nothing. Not like Afrikaans nothing. Ek is a naai machine. That was always a joke, especially in private.
Still is. That shit holds up, man.
Yeah, so I agree. It is quite if you just switch your brain off again.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
I agree. Quite.
Oh, yeah.
Nai quai.
Nai quai.
Listen to your Brussels. That's quite.
Yeah. Jody, do you have any shout-outs? Do you have any? I'll put you on the spot with this.
No.
We never have shout-outs
we
anymore.
We never have shout-outs.
Because people don't comment anymore.
No one's been commenting on
go
stuff.
To the Instagram.
No one comments. Although we had quite a few people who checked in on us when we took our leave of absence. That was fine.
No, fuck it. I don't have one.
No, man. There's no shout-outs this week. No, we had the news.
Yeah, we
have a special news segment.
Special news in your machen.
Uh-huh.
So, if someone wanted to find us, how would they find us?
Man, so many places to find us. On the side of the milk carton.
In your mama bed.
Hit us up on Gmail, BicycleBrasserPodcast, or BicycleBrasser@gmail.com.
BicycleBrasser.
Instagram, BicycleBrasserPodcast. And where can they find us on the TikToks, bruh?
Oh, we are on TikTok, but it's the same content.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, doesn't matter. We're on TikTok and you can TikTok us at... What is it?
I don't know. I don't run that one.
You threw that at me now.
I don't run that one.
Yeah, I run that one poorly. Oh, it's just Paisco Brasso on TikTok.
There we go.
Look at us. Oh, I just opened TikTok.
Good thing it wasn't that other one.
Cool. Everyone stay safe. That Delta variant is coming for you.
Safe, guys. Stay safe.
The only way to do that is to sort of protect yourself is get vaccinated, wear a mask, and fucking sanitize. Western Cape is in its chops again. It's rising.
It is 30,000 active cases. Stay in your houses.
Stay in your houses.
Get
stay
vaccinated.
Home.
Stay safe.
Away. Watch porn. At home. It's fun.
It's all. Listen to us while you're watching it.
That's right.
Keep company.
Go over the top.
So much better than comic. Care to pump, but so much better.
It's so much better. I like to pump. Anyway, save Jody.
Save Ross.